Figuring out what you want to do when you grow up has always been tough, but for a group of students in western Wisconsin, they're getting a chance to try out one path while they're still in high school. The West Salem High School's Career Academy is home to a popular program that gives kids a hands-on experience working as automotive and diesel technicians. Paul Lethen is the Automotive and Diesel Career Academy lead instructor. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thank you, sir.
And Adriana Eddy is a junior at West Salem High, who's part of the Automotive and Diesel program. Adriana, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, start us off. Tell us, basically, how does this work for students?
Students that have a keen interest in automotive or diesel technician program, they have an opportunity to take daytime classes with me as a instructor, and those classes primarily focus on consumer or automotive consumer, a person that drives a car around, and how to take care of it and how to look out for different things. And we do have an advanced auto class that students can also take. However, what ends up happening is to continue and to further their education, we needed to come up with another class, and we decided that because there was not quite enough students to run the class during the daytime, we wanted to attract students from other schools, and so we're running this program in the evening. Students from five or six local school districts are also attend our night class, and they meld and work very closely with each other, along with we hire some instructors from our local automotive and diesel dealerships, and they come in and they help us out. Our focus is based on the Blueprint for Prosperity grant from Governor Walker a few years back. We've been doing this for 4 years now. The first 2 years we received $20,000 grants to help us pay the instructors and to help us get some specific equipment. And our focus is that in the end, these kids will have a industry certification in the student ASE area in the automotive side. If a student chooses to do that, they attend one night a week on the automotive. And then another group of students will come in on Thursday nights, and they also focus on the diesel side. So it's actually two separate programs. On Tuesday nights, we run our auto students, and on Thursday nights, we run our diesel students.
And Adriana, what do you like about getting to work with cars and other mechanical stuff in the class?
Well, no one really expects a girl to be in this industry, so being able to represent that, even in the smaller school, is really great. They get to see what you can do as a girl and how you can still work with guys and do, if not better, than they are doing as well. You also get to learn different sides to working with your hands to be able to, if one day you needed to, be able to fix your car by yourself and not rely on someone else to do it.
Can you talk about some of the projects you're working on or have worked on lately in the class, Adriana?
Yeah, so before we got into our new shop, we started out at our bus garage. We really identified the issues on diesel trucks, so hydraulic brakes on school buses, and we just looked around at all the different kinds of situations you would go through when you're examining a project, or how long you think it's going to take, what devices you should be using, what skills you should be using for which projects. Also, we toured a lot of actual yards and, like, places that you would take your truck to in this area, so that was really helpful to see what it would be like if we actually went out in the real world and was working on this. We also worked on a Freightliner truck, and we redid the brakes on them. That was really cool. Got to see how the hydraulics works in that specific truck, and we got to learn book-wise about how we can deal with that in different kinds of situations.
And Paul, as I understand it, for students who take to this and they want to keep going with this, as you mentioned, you're working with local businesses. Is this a pathway for them to get into this line of work and find a job?
Absolutely. In fact, our instructors sometimes have a heads up with compared to a lot of the other businesses in the area. We have a tendency to see relationships develop with the instructors and the field trips and then all these businesses everywhere are looking for technicians, whether automotive, diesel, or small engine, motorcycle, and we see these people pulling these young students from the class and giving them opportunities to work as an apprentice, and then ultimately they'll they've received many offers to pay for colleges and to get them going and starting out and in their businesses.
Adriana, I don't want to lock you into a career path yet. You're a junior in high school. That said, do you see this as a possibility going into something related to mechanics?
Definitely. I'm definitely looking at the diesel technical part at TC. Even if I don't end up doing that, that's always a back coach I want to be able to go on. So I really look forward to either doing that, pursuing that in the future, or either getting more information so I can not have to always go to a mechanical shop. If I
And, Paul, you say it's okay if not every student in the program ends up going into this line of work, right?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of students that in our auto program through the last 4 years that just everyone drives a car, and to be able to be more than just an informed consumer, someone that can fix things on their own has proved to be a huge thing for a lot of the kids in our program. But we do have a lot of students that get their entire college education paid for by local businesses because the students has demonstrated through possibly an apprenticeship program that they can do what they need to do in the shop. The service managers recognize that, and they'll put the money where it matters and provide the kid a contract. They got to sign it, and then the student gets their education paid for, and they end up in a situation where they are obligated to work for a period of time. But it's really a great opportunity for these kids.
Adriana, are you selling this program now to maybe the freshmen and sophomores at your high school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If they're about to be in a car and need some help figuring out what to do with it, if they have no idea, that's a really good way to start. We have auto fundamentals here. I did that this year, and we always start off with WAE, and we get to learn about wind dynamics and all that other stuff, but then you eventually get into the automotive, and if you keep pushing yourself, you're eventually going to get into the night class. It takes a lot to be in the night class. If you're not willing to put in the effort, you're definitely not going to make it. But if you are even willing to show up once one night a week, then you're definitely going to be able to push through. And Mr. Lathan and all the instructors are very helpful. If you have any questions, you're not afraid to ask them questions sometimes, because they'll just give you it straight if you have any questions. And it's just really easy to talk to them and get information about why they should do it as incoming freshmen.
And, Paul, my mind went straight to cars and trucks, but there's some work on tractors at least some of the students have ended up doing?
Yeah, we've had local ag shops that take care of combines and tractors and things. We've had our students, even though they're in the night diesel class, which primarily focuses on, semi-trucks and heavy trucks, they know the principles of diesel engines and just mechanics in general. And we've had students at our local John Deere dealership get scholarships to go on to school to work in ag type equipment, big combines and tractors and things.
And Adriana, as we start to wrap up, for students around the state who maybe don't have a program like this, what would you say to them if they haven't thought about, checking out mechanics, automotive, that kind of thing, maybe to invite them to at least explore it?
Well, you're never going to know unless you try. So, I mean, if you are looking at it and you're like, well, I don't think I'd be good at it. I didn't think I'd be good at it. And I'm really loving it and enjoying it, even as a female in this work field, and enjoying getting to mess around with all the different tools that you would normally not get your hands on.
And just 30 seconds or so, Paul, it sounds like the class is pretty popular.
Absolutely. And I would just say that every dealership, whether it be automotive, truck, tractor, trailer, ag, is looking for mechanics. And the supply and demand, wages are going up, working conditions are getting better. Great opportunities for students in these areas.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
And Adriana, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, no problem.
We've been talking to Paul Lathan, Automotive and Diesel Career Academy Lead Instructor, and Adriana Eddy, Jr. at West Salem High School, part of the Automotive and Diesel program. They joined us today to talk about the school's program that gives students a chance to roll up their sleeves and see if the automotive field is right for them.